This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on KMOX. Current President Trump is planning to impose a 25% tariff on all steel and aluminum imports that come into the United States with zero exceptions, zero exemptions. And to talk about how that is going to affect the domestic steel industry, in particular here in the St. Louis area, is Mike Parkinson, the mayor of Granite City, with us on KMOX. Mayor Parkinson, good to talk to you.
You too, Chris. Chris and Amy, how are you guys?
So we are doing okay. So when you hear this, the 25% tariff, which was discussed on Monday, what do you think? How will it end up affecting U.S. steel in Granite City?
Well, I think it's a multifaceted approach, right? The tariffs have done well. I think they can help production of steel in the United States. Trump had put 25% tariffs and 10% on aluminum in 2018 previously, and, you know, it did help for a while. Those imports fell by 10.2 million tons or 27%. Between 2017, the year before the tariffs went into effect the first time, but they really, after 2020 as a pandemic, after the pandemic, that cut the demand for steel greatly. And while it's never really come back from the levels we saw of production and sales before 2017. So, you know, it's kind of up in the air. I think that getting more people to buy steel manufactured in the U.S. with tariffs is great, but we also have to worry about what that's going to do to, you know, automobile costs that are being imported. I think one of Trump's ideas is really to cut the loopholes out so that people can't ship steel from, steel that's not quite finished to, from China to Canada or Brazil, which are the two leading importers of steel in the United States. I think that the closing the loophole where China would send almost finished steel to those areas, they would then finish the steel here and then import it to the United States as non-China steel where tariffs were before. I think closing those loopholes are great. I think keeping a lot of cheap steel dumped on our soil is great. But this is a tricky thing because you're now talking about some of our allies in Canada and you know, we don't know what they're going to do on the tail end of this and increase tariffs on things that we're exporting as well. So I think he's on the right track that it needs to be a fair balance of trade. But I think this one will be a great case study. We'll see how it works.
Yeah, and just to clarify, the United States does get most of its steel from Canada, Brazil, and Mexico. China has fallen down to 10th on the list with just over 1% of the steel coming from China. But are you saying one of the loopholes is that unfinished steel is coming from China to Canada and then we get it from Canada? Is that?
Well, I used China as an example, okay. But yeah, there is a loophole in there that the president has talked about, in that they kind of game the system. Some countries import semi-finished steel, make it into slightly more finished product, and then ship that in the United States to skirt the tariffs on certain countries. So, I mean, that is one loophole that he's trying to change, and I think that is a good one. And again, I think that, you know, fair tariffs is a good idea. When we're trying to export our steel and we're not getting a fair deal with these other countries, they're putting tariffs on our imports in their countries higher than what they're giving back is not a fair deal. So, like I said, I do think he's on the right track. I think that we do have to be cautious of, killing the American citizens on the cost of products that are imported from other countries that may get into a tariff war.
Yeah, I think the idea would be, okay, well, we're just going to promote buying American-made stuff, but that ends up really trickling down to people who want to pay less for things around the country. You're going to want to pay less for as much as you possibly can, get as many deals as possible. So this would increase your cost. What sort of, I guess, concerns are you getting from, if any, are you getting from people who work at U.S. Steel and Granite or from the union?
Well, I think the folks that I've talked to across the street all believe the tariffs are good. They're happy. I think that the deal with Nippon has been stopped for now, at least. I think that they feel that the best interest for them is having a company that doesn't exist with Dave Burritt. Dave Burritt doesn't seem to be the kind of guy that really wants to help the workers here. So I think that, we saw some language that if another buyer came in, Dave Burritt wouldn't be in the picture. The amount of money that Dave Burritt would make on this deal certainly gives the impression that he doesn't really care that much about, the United States or production in the United States, and more about how much this deal is worth.
And just to clarify, Burritt is the CEO of U.S. Steel right now.
Yes, yep. Yes.
That's
kind of the feeling that I'm getting from the employees over there, that, they feel like Dave Burritt is just that guy that's not going to do much for them here. So I think they're looking for help from the president and maybe even coming back here and getting him to look at this plan as a viable option and getting people back to work here. And if the tariffs help that, then this is great.
Is there a concern that if the price of steel goes up with production being, using domestic steel, that the production of in industries that rely on steel, that production level would just go down to balance out the sheets? Like, they won't be producing at the same amount because it's going to cost more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think that is one of the concerns. And the other concern is just if we place all these tariffs on foreign steel and we're relying on just the U.S. companies that produce it, will they raise their prices as well because they can make better margins now that they don't have as much competition? So that's a concern as well. But when you look at what we're using steel for in the United States with building materials, bridges, infrastructure, cars, ships, trains, machinery, appliances, electronics, all these things that we use steel for in the United States, there is a big concern that, without fair competition, those prices could increase. But, we want the fair competition to be good for Americans and American companies and for workers in America and to have things like revenue sharing. But to include the working people in these conversations when we're talking about, the overall profitability of a company. And again, the message I'm getting from my constituents over here is Dave Burt's not that guy. And it might just be time for the company to look a different direction from him and where he's led this company into this mess to begin with.
This might be getting into the steel weeds, so to speak, but I know there's different kinds of steel, and food equipment manufacturers, for instance, need food safe steel. And that was kind of an issue in 2018, that could U.S. steel manufacturers keep up with the demand for steel, including the specialty food safe steel. Is food safe steel more of an unusual steel product in the U.S.?
Well, I'm not real well versed on the steel industry as far as food related products, but just speaking in generalities, I think the goal here is to get America back to making the products that America needs and not be self-reliant on foreign produced products in this country. We were once the great manufacturer of everything, and we've just fallen so far behind. So I think, from what I hear from President Trump is that his catchphrase, well, let's make America great again. Right. So if that's the case, then we do have to make a push to get our companies making all these products that we rely on. Otherwise, we're always going to be reliant on foreign manufacturers for the goods and needs of our country. And that's not a good place to be.
Granite City Mayor Mike Parkinson with us. And I just want, I wonder, just from a, really stepping back and looking at it, we in this country like to make sure our workers are taken care of, that they do get compensated well, that they have benefits, that they work in a safe environment. I'm wondering if it's even possible to have industries where you have well-paid workers and then also make steel or make products that are relatively inexpensive, which is, again, why some of these companies use steel from somewhere else, because maybe their environments aren't very safe. They're not paying their workers very much. So, how do we make that happen where we can still pay our people well, but then also have a product to sell that is relatively inexpensive and doesn't drive up costs for everyone else?
So I don't think the problem is with the United States on that issue. I think the problem is with these foreign countries that are not living up to the standards that we should hold them to on safety aspects for their workers, for fair living wages, for the environment. We hold ourselves to a higher standard in the United States when it comes to those things with pollution and the ozone and fair working labor wages for our workers, for health care, for all the basic necessities that human rights should give people. I don't think we see that in a lot of these other countries, and maybe it's time that that our allies stand together and start demanding that these countries treat their citizens better, and that they also do their part for the environment in the world. And you just look at the oceans, for example, and the trash that gets dumped in the oceans from some of these other countries, because they're not regulating the way they should. So, maybe the approach is to just get with our allies and say, look, we got to make these countries that are doing things so cheaply because they're not paying living wages and they're not living up to our standards, we got to start making them do that, or we just hit them with large, large tariffs where they can't sell their products.
Yeah, that's, I mean, on its surface, that I completely agree with you. I just think I would be concerned about getting them to actually do it. Right. I mean, it's right. You're right. It should be everybody is in a good, safe working environment where they are well compensated and they don't have to work 21 hour days. But getting other countries to go along with that, I think, would be really tough.
But so, I think the line in the sand that the president is drawing with tariffs is just that. Right. So he's starting with tariffs and saying, look, your tariff policy is not fair for us. So we're going to hit you with what you hit us with. So then, if they start complying with those types of demands, then, you come back to them and you say the same thing. Well, if you're not going to provide your workers with safe working environments that are just the bare necessities that people should have, then we're going to hold you accountable for that. And we'll put a tariff on your properties again, or on your production again, until you comply with that. I mean, I think he's on the right track. We have to get everybody on the same playing field and have to be held to the same environmental standards and fair labor practices. And, you hear all the stories of these foreign countries that have children working in these factories and, the mines in other countries where they don't have safe air to breathe while they're in these mines. You hear all these things. We should be doing better as the leader of the free world and enforcing these basic rights for people throughout the world.
I agree with you. One thing we can all do is stop using smartphones, because every single one of these is made in a bad environment, which we're not going to give them up because we're Americans. All right, Mike Parkinson, we'll continue to check in with you on this. Thank you for giving us time today and keeping us updated as to where we stand now.
Always a pleasure, Chris and Amy. Thank you.
Mike Parkinson, the mayor of Granite City, with us.
All right. And I obviously looking into steel and tariffs more than I ever have before. A little bit of a question. Why would Canadian steel be cheaper? Because I know Canada has strong unions. Canada would be, their working conditions would be more like unions in the U.S. Canada doesn't have child labor.
Amy,
I know.
Dude, don't ask these questions.
Because our number one importer, of steel, exporters to the U.S., I should say.
Okay,
is
I don't
Canada.
Need you. I don't need you just raising more questions. We have
what?
To go to break. I have to give away tickets.
We're the number one exporter to Canada.
Stop
this
doing this. Pair of tickets to give away to see the Doobie Brothers September 4th at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. That is your time right now. Do it. 314-955-1120. We need caller number 5. 314-955-1120. Good luck to you.